This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores prenatal genetic testing. And now here's Paige.
Connor Scheitz was born in Philadelphia last May 18th. When he was a five-day-old embryo, doctors plucked off a few cells and sent them to a lab in Oxford, England. Using a brand new process called next-generation sequencing, they read Connor's whole genome to make sure he had the right number of chromosomes. He was the first baby ever tested this way. Connor has two embryo siblings in frozen storage, and the other 10 embryos that were created, well, they didn't pass the genetic test. Welcome to the bleak new world of prenatal genetics. A recent Wall Street Journal op-ed discusses another kind of test, one that uses the mother's blood sample to analyze fetal DNA that is circulating in her blood. The authors warn that these tests could dramatically reshape our understanding of what it means to be healthy and normal. Robert Allison points out that this moral minefield is one that parents are quite happy to enter. One study shows that 3 out of 4 expecting parents would screen for, quote, mental retardation, and more than half are willing to screen for deafness, blindness, heart disease, and cancer. These new genetic tests are creating demand where none existed before, and some predict that prenatal genetic tests could be used by millions of women in the next few years. Pregnant women may be pressured to have prenatal testing even if they don't want it. I have a friend whose wife was taken into a separate room and asked, "Is your husband forcing you not to be tested?" And if her baby tests positive for a genetic disease, the expectation is that the mother will abort her pregnancy. Whether it targets embryos in the IVF lab or in the womb, genetic testing can reverse all our expectations about pregnancy. Rather than eager anticipation, mothers may delay bonding until the test results are back. And when they do get the results, they may not have access to a genetic counselor to explain what it means. Does a disease that may not show up until late in life mean the baby isn't healthy? Does a risk of heart disease mean that she isn't normal? A test for every genetic disease would disqualify all of us. So what do you do if you or a friend or a patient receives bad news about a genetic test? Where are the support structures for families who don't want to abort, but want to be the best parents they can for their child? Well, there is help. 4 organizations are co-sponsoring a free one-day conference on managing an unexpected prenatal diagnosis this Thursday, July 18th in Deerfield, Illinois. Experts will present factual information, practical help, and current therapies. You can register at cbhd.org. The event will also be streamed live, and healthcare professionals can get 6.5 credits. And did I mention that it's free? Let's create better stories for families and their children who don't get an A on the genetic test. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, I'm Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.